It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful message of God's love for you and how that message of love was introduced to the world when God gave His only begotten Son. God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And this gift that God would give through His Son would be salvation for us, everlasting life for us, if we would receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today. That's Hebrews chapter 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to the Lamar family from McLeansville Baptist Church in McLeansville, North Carolina, sing for us a song that's titled, He Really Cares.
My soul gives me assurance.
1 Peter 5:7 tells us, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." It is interesting in this passage of Scripture that in verse number 4 of 1 Peter chapter number 5, that we find Peter under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit talking about how that the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ, shall appear. Then, in verse number 6, he says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5 is talking about service to the Lord. And even though he's talking to the elders of the church, those that are the leaders to feed the flock in verse number 2, to serve the flock in verse number 3, being examples to the flock. And then in verse number 4, talking about Jesus, the chief shepherd, who shall appear and give crowns of glory that fadeth not away to those who are faithful in their ministry as an elder. But in verse number 6, he says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." This attitude of service for the believer, for the Lord Jesus Christ, is added to by the time that we get to verse number 7, when Peter says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Christ cares for us. If you're lost, he cares for you so that you can ask him to save you. You can accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, casting the care and the guilt and the shame of your sin upon him. That's an application to the verse, because lost friend, he careth for you. As we go through this life after we're saved, we find this teaching, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. The writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews 13:5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." It is Peter that adds to this verse that says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Child of God, God will not only not leave you, he will not turn his back on you. He'll not forsake you. And you can cast all of your care on him, because he does care for you. Now, my friend, if you don't know anything about the care of the Lord Jesus Christ because you've never accepted him as your personal Savior, please, if you would like to have someone share with you what the Bible teaches about how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, to have forgiveness of sins and to receive the gift of God, call me. I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with you and share with you what God's Word says about how you can ask Jesus to be your personal Savior, to become a child of God. My phone number is 919-563-6753. We would also like to invite you to our services today, and today is a special day at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Today is homecoming here at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Our homecoming services will start at 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for our morning worship service, and then after our morning service, we'll dismiss to go over to the fellowship hall to take part in a cover dish dinner, and then come back for an early afternoon service about 1:15 in the afternoon, and that will conclude our services for today here at Tabernacle Baptist Church. This is our 86th homecoming. And if you're listening to the broadcast and you at one time came to Tabernacle Baptist Church, maybe you grew up at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and maybe it's been years since you've been back. Now, we don't want to take you away from a good Bible preaching church, but we sure would like to see those that may not be in church right now that did come to Tabernacle Baptist Church earlier in your life. Please come be with us here at Tabernacle Baptist Church for homecoming today, and that's at 9:45 Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning service, lunch after the morning service, afternoon service at 1:15. We also have our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study. We'd love to have you come be a part of that too. But unless you're providentially hindered and can't come until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning at 9:45 in Sunday school on Homecoming Sunday here at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina. We also have a website. If you go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, and that's all one word. Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll also find messages that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll find written material that will share with you how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and also how you can start living for the Lord after you ask Jesus to be your Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, this will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, and we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today, that's Hebrews chapter 11, let's listen to another song by the Lamar family from McLeansville Baptist Church in McLeansville, North Carolina. The name of this second song is titled, Kept and Protected by His Love.
Set on things above, from everlasting to everlasting, kept and protected by God's love.
When we talked about kept and protected by the love of God, those who receive Jesus Christ as their Savior have everlasting life. That speaks of being kept. The idea that we're protected is that we are in Christ, and as He is in us when we receive Him as Savior, as the Holy Spirit moves in to seal us and to indwell us, we are kept and we are also protected. God has put a hedge over us. We have the book of Job to declare God's protection. We're kept. We're protected. There's a hedge over us because we have been adopted into the family of God. We have Jesus as our Savior, as He has promised in John 3:16. For whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. We are kept. We are protected. Jesus said in John chapter 10 that no man could pluck those who receive Jesus Christ out of His hand. Then He says of the Father, no man can pluck them out of My Father's hands. We are in Christ's hand, and we're in the Father's hand. We are double protected in the things of the Lord. We are kept. We are assured that once we have salvation, that it cannot be taken from us. One more song by the Lamar family from McLeansville Baptist Church in McLeansville, North Carolina. This song has to do with homecoming. And today we thought, especially since it's homecoming day here at Tabernacle Baptist Church, we'd like to share this song with you. Homecoming. We look forward to it every year at Tabernacle Baptist Church. But there's going to be a homecoming that will take place sometime in the future at God's appointed time when all of those who know the Lord Jesus Christ will be caught up to be with Him, to meet Him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're told this in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, starting with verse number 13. But I'd like to share a few verses with you from 1 Corinthians 15, starting with verse number 55. Just after Paul describes to the church of Corinth the time that the Lord will come back, and in the twinkling of an eye, those who have died, who knew the Lord as their Savior, will be raised and receive glorified bodies, and we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together too to receive incorruptible bodies. He says in verse number 55, after describing what is called the rapture, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse number 18, describing the very same event that Paul says to the church of Thessalonica, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Yes, we speak about the victory that is in Jesus when we accept Him as our personal Savior. But that victory goes far beyond just being saved. For you see, as we have to say so long to our loved ones, we have the promise that we will see them again, not as they were here on this earth, not sick, not in the weakness of the flesh, but in newness of a glorified body. We will be reunited with our loved ones in health so that we'll never grow sick again. We'll never grow old, and we'll always be together in the presence of the Lord. Here's what Paul said to the church of Corinth in verse number 58 of 1 Corinthians 15. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In Hebrews chapter number 11, in verse number 1, we have a description of faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also in verse number 2, we see that through faith and by faith, the elders obtained a good report. In verse number 3, we see faith connected with creation. God gave us a description of the creation of the universe in the creation week in 6 days and in resting on the seventh day. God said it, I believe it, I'll obey it. God's word is true. The creation week is not a myth. It's not an allegory. It's a description of history. God made everything out of nothing, spoke into existence all of the universe. Verse number 4, we find, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. We turn back to Genesis chapter number 4 to see that Abel gave from the flock. And we mentioned that in chapter number 3, this was in connection with God making clothes of skins from the sacrifice of animals. God shed the blood of these animals to cover the shame of Adam and Eve in Genesis 3, verse number 21. So by the time we reach chapter number 4, we find that evidently Adam and Eve taught their children about the Garden of Eden and about what God did and about how that they had to leave the Garden of Eden because of their sins. And possibly they carried on this act that God had done for them in clothing them through the years, acknowledging what God had done for them. And Abel took up the mantle of raising sheep for this very purpose. Cain, however, brought from the field those things that he had grown and those things that he could fix in the basket. But just as we find in Hebrews 9:22, and without shedding of blood is no remission, God did not have respect to Cain's offering. As verse number 5 says of chapter 4, But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Here's what God told Cain. You don't have right to be mad, because Abel is just following my commands. Abel's sacrifice was accepted because that is the example I gave to Adam and Eve. Your sacrifice was not acceptable because it is the work of your hands and not the obedience to my example that I set. He said, if you go to your brother Abel, he already has a lamb waiting for you if you will ask for it. But instead, we find Cain becoming mad. Now, this is important. Abel was made righteous by the sacrifice that was given because God accepted it. Cain was disobedient to the example God set. His anger was seen taken against Abel because Abel had a testimony for the Lord. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, do you have that testimony about the way that you live? Could God testify of your faith in Him by the way that you live, by the sacrifices that you give, by the ministering that you do for others? My friend, if you have never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, don't get mad at someone because they're witnessing to you. Understand that what they're doing is just exactly what God called them to do in sharing their faith with others. Confess that you're a sinner to Him, repent of your sins, and then ask Jesus to save your soul. He's promised to do so, and if you'll call on His name, He will save you. My friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."